My understanding is that a number of corporations have been making bids for Warner Brothers. Warner Brothers, of course, a studio, but also they own a bunch. They own, CNN. They own a ton of stuff, right? One of the companies vying for that purchase was Netflix, and Netflix dropped their bid. But 84 billion wasn't enough, I suppose. So Paramount has pitched a 110 billion bid. Now, weirdly, they're able to do this in spite of the fact that Paramount itself is only worth like 10 billion. The reason they're doing this is because Larry Ellison is fronting a ton of his own money because he's one of the wealthiest men in the world. He's also deeply, deeply evil. And also they're getting funding from like Saudi executives. Like a whole bunch. It's like when Elon Musk bought Twitter, where he pulled in debt from a bunch of places. They're back-ending like $100 billion in debt. They're overextending themselves because they want Warner Brothers that badly. Ellison also has TikTok. My understanding is that with this acquisition going forward, Trump-affiliated billionaires are going to own essentially all media. This is pretty much it. CNN, Fox News, CBS, The Washington Post, The Wall Street Journal, The New York Post, of course, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, TikTok, Twitch. No? Everything, pretty much everything, right? The Financial Times keeps on winning. Keeps on winning. The only good place a communist can get their news. A lot worse for him personally than the Twitter thing was for Musk by a big margin. Much worse for him personally because the Twitter thing was loans from actual banks. So you're saying that Larry Ellison is fronting greater risk in this acquisition?
People are excited to see Sydney's
What?
journey
Oh,
now.
I went.
And the new
I skipped ahead to the next video listed.
Of Netflix jumped as much as 11.5% on Friday.
Shares of Netflix jumped when they dropped the bid for Warner Brothers.
As investors applauded its decision to exit the race for Warner Brothers Discovery after a months-long bidding war with Paramount Skydance. Shares of David Ellison's Paramount, meanwhile, soared more than 20% as a merger with Warner Brothers would allow it to tap into some of Hollywood's most prized assets across film, TV, and streaming. Netflix declined to match Paramount's latest $31 per share bid or raise its offer of nearly $28 a share, saying the deal was, quote, no longer financially attractive.
Netflix also gets $2.8 billion from Warner Brothers for backing out. Man, there's a lot of money floating up there, huh? It's really grim. It's really, 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 really grim. Here's Less than a year ago, Skydance Media closed its $8 billion merger with Paramount, making the Trump-friendly Ellison family. Trump-friendly is an understatement. Larry Ellison is genuinely a lunatic. Larry Ellison is the one who pitched Barry Weiss as his personal czar to take control of CBS News. Like, he's not just Trump-friendly in like a, ooh, tax cuts kind of way. He's like, I am directly putting this Hitlerite in charge of this former legacy news station so she can run every element of it and answer directly to me rather than the CEO. He's like a hardcore ideologue. It goes way, way, way beyond just Trump friendly. Billionaire Oracle founder Larry and his son David, CEO of Paramount Skydance, among the most powerful media moguls in the country. A looming Paramount merger with Warner Bros. Discovery would expand their empire even further. Now that Netflix has backed out, the Ellisons stand to gain an entirely new trove of significant IP, from DC Comics to Harry Potter. $110 billion deal signed Friday. Here's everything the family will control if this deal goes through. CBS and CBS News, HBO and HBO Max, CNN, DC Comics, Harry Potter, TikTok, Star Trek, Warner Bros. Studios, Comedy Central, Avatar Studios, a bunch of cable channels and networks. The Food Network, HGTV, Discovery, TLC own Adult Swim, Showtime, TNT, and TBS are all part of WBD. Other key franchise, Lord of the Rings, Mission Impossible, distribution rights to Dune Part 3. It's everything. It's all media. It's all media. How is this legal? Well, we used to have something called a monopoly law in this country. Wow, so total cultural takeover in legacy media? Not just cultural takeover. These people are so evil and they run everything, absolutely everything. The Ellison family's potential business empire? all of this under the control of two men. That's not an exaggeration. Like, the fact that they appointed Barry Weiss as a direct czar of CBS means we know they're willing to get directly involved. It's not, again, they're not just like banal, top-end, you know, money managers or whatever. They are ideologically invested in the project of shifting these networks over to their positions, which are deeply, deeply Hitlerite. Jesus Christ, look at this. It's everything, man. It's everything. Skydance, US TikTok, Fandango, Rotten Tomatoes, DC Studios, Oracle, HBO, CNN, CBS, Showtime, TBS, Comedy Central, TNT, Paramount Plus, TLC, HGTV, Nickelodeon, BR, Cartoon Network, Animal Planet, CBS Sports, Adult Swim, HBO Max, Boomerang, Cinemax, Cooking, Pluto TV, Discovery Channel, Food Network, Science Channel, CW, Travel, Black Entertainment Television, MTV, VH1, some major franchises, all of them. Everything except for Disney and NBC Universal. Yeah, pretty much. I mean, Disney's like the other mega hyper oligarch. Yeah. Pretty sure a similar merger was attempted during the Biden amendment, but blocked. Yep. It's almost like an economic system where the moment you don't have a good safeguard, everything goes to shit and everything in the country is owned by like three people is a really bad one, you know? Thank you, Lena Khan, but we don't need like a stopgap measures. We need like permanent, we need law setting this down. God almighty. This guy breaks down where all the money came from. Paramount just bought a $111 billion media empire with a $12 billion market cap. Read that again. Paramount's market cap is roughly $12 billion. Warner Bros. Discovery's enterprise value in this deal is $111 billion. David Ellison is buying a company nearly 10 times his own company size. How? Larry Ellison's net worth, $201 billion. He's personally guaranteeing the equity commitment. Bank of America, Citi, and Apollo are providing $57.5 billion in debt financing. Saudi Arabia's, this is all fake money. Like this all, we're entering the like territory of financial schemes money, where rather than spending money directly, you just leverage it to accumulate debt, and then you use the money that you've borrowed to pay off what you need to now. Saudi Arabia's public investment fund, Abu Dhabi's Nimad Holdings, and the Qatar Investment Authority are providing equity. The combined entity will carry over $90 billion in debt. This tells you everything about what actually happened. Netflix offered $83 billion for the studios and streaming, the good parts. Paramount offered $111 billion for everything, including the dying cable networks no one else wanted. David Ellison attended Trump's State of the Union as Lindsey Graham's guest on Tuesday. Both huge Israel freaks, by the way. David Ellison, massive Zionist. Lindsey Graham, huge Christian Zionist. Big like, the end times are coming, Israel needs to nuke the Middle East, that'll kick it off. That is it, by the way. Like, that actually is where the alignment is. And that's why they pitched TikTok to the Ellisons as well. That's the reason why they gave US TikTok to Ellison. Remember when they took control of it and immediately it became almost impossible to search up Trump Epstein stuff? Remember that? Literally day one of the control practically. And it was just, oh yeah, you can't look that up anymore. A bunch of left content getting shadow banned all over the place. These people are very unsubtle in how desperately they want to control everything. Doesn't Ellison own a Hawaiian island? Yes. It's anecdotal, but I've seen a ton of pro-Israel, pro-right-wing shit on TikTok since that happened. I wouldn't be surprised. These people are very unsubtle in what they want to do. Like, they put Barry Weiss in charge of CBS, and she immediately turned the entire network into, like, a 24-7 Erica Kirk, interview broadcast. She's insane. They're all insane. They're anti-human. They're evil people. And coincidentally, they're all really ideologically committed Zionists. Really, really, really interesting, you know? Really fascinating stuff. Christian, Jewish, doesn't really matter. They seem to align one-to-one. And pedos? Yeah, well, that goes without saying. Even if there were laws against this, they would just be ignored. Ah! That reminds me, there is a little bit of good news. See, there are laws against this. It's just they're not really enforced. I was going to make a point about how these laws need to be more broadly implemented so you don't only rely on the FTC chair to do anything about it. However, there does seem to be one more warrior potentially, holding tight, right? Holding the pass of Thermopylae, all right? They're going to protect us from the oligarchy, one hopes. And that is that this is not just a matter of federal concern. The state AG of California also has jurisdiction over this merger. Our only hope. California now the biggest obstacle to Paramount's Warner Bros. Takeover. California has a lot to lose if Paramount Skydance buys Warner Bros. Discovery and could stand in the way of the deal, while Paramount's deep political connections to the Trump admin are expected to smooth the path to federal regulatory approval. Yep. Yes, sir. They've been wanting this for a long time, you know? Remember when Trump sued CBS for editing the Kamala Harris 60 Minutes interview, and then it turned out there was no editing done at all, and then they paid the money to Trump anyway? They folded for no reason. They were doing that to try to suck up to the admin to pave the way for this future merger. Everything that CBS has done, the control from the Ellisons and Paramount, all of this like kiss-assing, all of it is being done to facilitate this. The total control of altogether, like, a third, half, whatever you prefer, of all American news and media. An unprecedented amount of control. Never before in American history, certainly not modern history, has there ever been anything even remotely like this degree of centralized control. I know, Masaiku, you already said that. You get a tier one sub, you already start getting uppity. What can I say, folks? What can I say? These people are crazy. As the epicenter of the entertainment industry, California has a special interest in protecting competition. Bonta said, Bonta, give me the post, Bonta. Bonta, State Attorney General Rob Bonta, give me Bonta. Bonta, Twitter, give me his Bonta post. Any Bonta posters in chat? I know at least one. It falls now on this guy to stand in the way of the potentially largest merger like ever. The Paramount-Warner Bros. Merger is not a done deal. These two Hollywood titans have not cleared regulatory scrutiny. The California DOJ has an open investigation, and we intend to be rigorous in our review. Please. I hope. He's the final warrior standing between barbarism and civilization. Like, genuinely, we are, like... The only thing that gives me some hope is the knowledge that there's no way Paramount will ever be able to acquire Disney or vice versa. Eventually you start reaching numbers where mergers, the amount of money that would need to be involved in a merger becomes so abstract that nobody would be willing to front the risk. And at least that's my hope. I don't really know. Yeesh. God. They got fucking Jimmy Neutron. Hello, CNN, soon to be acquired, potentially.
Moments ago, Netflix said it is declining to raise its offer for the purchase of Warner Brothers Studios and HBO following the Warner Brothers Discovery Board's determination that Paramount, which is not just going for Warner Brothers Studios and HBO, but also the whole enchilada, including us here at CNN, Paramount has submitted a superior offer, according to Warner Brothers Discovery's board. As I've noted, Warner Brothers Discovery is the parent company of CNN. So let's get right to CNN chief media analyst Brian Stelter. So let's start with the question, why did Netflix walk away? Ted Sarandos and others at Netflix made it very clear they really wanted Warner
CNN.
Explain what you mean. You said M&A walks through the M&A moves through the White House. That's mergers and acquisitions. Explain exactly what you mean by that. You're saying that President Trump has to sign off on any...
I'm not worried about the conservatives taking over culture. Conservatives do not make good entertaining media. There is some truth to this. I mean, the Nazis also had this issue, right? Like the degenerate art being more popular than the non-degenerate art. You can have like evil right-wing sleazeballs in charge of Hollywood. The artists themselves are still going to trend to the left, which is what Hollywood is. Hollywood has always been controlled by rich, evil sleazeballs. It's just like you want to get the directors, the actors, the artists, everyone together. Like you're working with artists here. They're going to trend left-leaning. That being said, it's not just about conservative control over art. It's also conservative control over news, you know? Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of local channels, not to mention basically all of the big ones and every single social media platform. They can use, you know, they can selectively adjust algorithms. I don't know. I guess my hope is that the world has just gotten too complicated for authoritarianism to work. They've been trying to solve this problem with AI, right? Oh, surveillance and modernity make it difficult for you to even have a secret police anymore, because how would you track the amount of data? How would you manage all these different information streams? Just let AI do it. But I don't know if you really can. I don't really think that solves the problem. If you want authoritarianism, you need things to come from a person, and a person has to operate, to some extent at least, you know, on their gut. They have to have opinions and feelings. And the world might just be too complicated for any one person with all their opinions and feelings to really, like, control culture. You know? Maybe before, but I don't know if they can now. What about robots? I don't think that's happening. I don't think that's happening at all. I don't think that Americans would be in favor of, like, AI-controlled security droids being deployed to people's houses to arrest them for... I just don't... What about giant robots? Well, if they're giant robots, you know?
One of these deals now, if they're big enough.
His government does, right? His administration, historically, at FCC, in this case, it's the DOJ, the Justice Department, that would sign off. And the DOJ is currently reviewing the Netflix deal that apparently fell apart in the last few minutes. We know that President Trump's taken a very personal interest in this particular deal, however. He has said that it's, quote, imperative that CNN be sold, given that he doesn't like the current owners of CNN. And he has met with the CEOs involved repeatedly. It's a big change from...
Four main concessions that Paramount made in order to get the Warner Brothers Discovery board to really favor its bid. The first one was Paramount, about 60% of the debt that it's raising is coming from foreign companies or foreign firms, funds. You got the Saudi fund, the Qataris, and you have the folks at the UAE. They wanted assurances that those people weren't going to get voting rights. So that was number one. Number two, Paramount basically promised that it would backstop all of its equity financing with Larry Ellison's money. The Warner Brothers Discovery Board wanted to make sure this deal was going to close. Number three, Paramount made a lot of little concessions, like they would cover the breakup fee that Warner Brothers...
Why the Saudis back this? The Saudis have been trying to buy up American culture for a long time so they can run, like, I don't know, diesel generator ads in between football games. Leaked audio from a company-wide meeting has revealed that David Zaslav thinks it will take at least 6 to 12 months for the Warner Bros. Paramount deal to close. The deal may not close. If it doesn't close, we get $7 billion and we get back to work. Paramount is betting European regulators won't approve Warner Bros. And Netflix. Well, what about Warner Bros. And Paramount? Who knows?
Netflix has dropped its $83 billion bid for Warner Brothers Discovery. The entertainment giant says, quote, the deal is no longer financially attractive. Now, this is significant because the move clears the way for Paramount Skydance, the parent company of CBS, to acquire it instead. It's a merger that could shake up the entire media industry. CBS News senior business and technology correspondent Jolene Kent has details on this. Good morning, Jolene.
I've decided I don't care. Yeah, anyway, I guess we'll see. God bless California's AG. We'll see if anything comes of that. Shake up is a hell of a way to put it.